call on me. You can 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 call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
You can call on me. But this is the JoJo and Big Homie show. I'm JoJo Alonzo, the baddest booty girl in the game.
And this your big homie Kodak. What's poppin'?
And we have the beautiful K-Michelle in the building.
Give it up,
with
K-Michelle!
K-Michelle, listen, like, now off camera we were talking about Memphis. Yeah. And you were saying, like, it's a lot of pride in Memphis that's going on right now.
Yeah.
And in what way, like?
Like the Grizzlies, like, you know, you got a lot of musical artists. It's just amazing to see. You have new artists coming out. You got business people. You have just like the food industry. You know, we got the best food.
Yeah, we do. When you say best food, you mean like barbecue?
Barbecue. Mm-hmm. I mean like the best, greasiest food you're going to ever get.
Yeah.
Like the best food.
What's your favorite restaurant to go to when you go home?
I go to Second Line.
I've never been there before.
It's kind of New Orleans, like in Memphis, but it, you know, the chef is from New Orleans and Memphis.
Okay.
And it's like a mix. So I go there and I go there like twice.
How often do you go back home?
I have to. I have family, so I'm probably there every other week.
Okay. Dang. You know, I don't think a lot of people know that. And a lot of people don't know that you're from Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Memphis,
and it's
Memphis.
Like, Memphis, Memphis, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's because you're a singer, you know, and it's not like you're a rapper, you know? And
I feel like... I don't think people know. I got signed as a rapper.
Let's talk about that.
So you got bars?
Every album, every R&B album that I've done, it opens up with a... like a rap song. I did a mixtape called Zero. I don't know about the cursing here and how that works.
You could curse right now.
Oh, it was Zero Fucks Given. Okay. And that mixtape is how my whole career started. And it was half rap, half R&B. I made my first million for real off a mixtape. And that got me my second record deal with Atlantic.
Dang. I don't think nobody knew you was a rapper.
Not really. I mean, my fans that really love me, they know that. Like, they know...
You
every
was out
word.
Here, bars for bars.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like me singing. I kind of, it's just being a writer.
Okay. Well, can we talk about, you know, just the music aspect of everything, right? So you're transitioning into the country lane, right? So how,
yeah.
what pushed that for you?
It's crazy because when I came out, that's what I was just always open to. I got a scholarship for yodeling to Florida A&M.
Yodeling?
I got a yodeling.
Can you yodel right now just a little bit?
You know how many people ask us that every day?
We and you say
I'm
doing
on
you
a show to do it. It's been years.
This
like
the show
when Monique,
you need to do it on.
Now, Monique had her show years ago, they wanted it. So now, being that I'm in Nashville doing country, like it's a thing. But people I went to FAMU with know, and they really gave me a scholarship for yodeling to FAM.
That is amazing.
That's amazing.
Yodeling?
For real.
So the countryside has always been in your heart.
Yeah, the first tape I ever got was The Judds.
We're learning a lot.
Do you think, I know, right? So, okay. So you always been in love with country music.
That's my thing.
Yes. So why did you feel like it would have been easier for you as a black woman to go and do rap and R&B and then maybe build a platform for yourself and then go into the country? Is that what you think? Was that your mindset going into it?
No, they made me do.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you look at, like, your book and people be like, I never thought that she was going to do no R&B or nothing like that. They always knew me as country and everything that happened. And then I was always good at, like, writing, and I just love music overall. I've always tried to study and respect, like, every type of music and everything. So I could rap and, you know, I could sing. And then my mentor, you know, I mean, people get mad, but my mentor was R. Kelly. Mm-hmm. Who, you know, taught me about recording and about music and having a buffet of music and just being a musician. So they kept on trying. He kept trying. Said, this is the gimmick. That girl is a country singer, and she looked like this. She got all that ass doing all of that.
Okay, hello? Cause that ass be ass.
That's a gimme.
Okay,
acid.
Hello.
Well, I ain't got that much left. Man. It's gone.
But well, hold on now. This is the yam appreciation show.
We gonna circle back to the yams. Yeah, we gonna circle back to the yams because I want to get back on the like
the music.
Yeah, cause we do know. You know there are. We know what R. Kelly has done and what he's getting convicted for. But if we're being realistic, you know, R. Kelly is a person that you would want to be a mentor in that field, like in the music field, in that music era. So having him there, that means a lot. Like, especially how you, because you don't only rap or sing or yodel. You play instruments as well, right?
Yeah, I play piano.
Yeah, like you just got music all around.
How long took you to learn to play piano?
I played piano since I was a little girl. That was my daddy thing. Like, he was determined. He was like one of those, like, she can't talk on the phone because she playing piano.
Okay.
Yeah. It was that type of thing.
I'm still trying to learn how to play this guitar, man. That shit hard.
But you know what? I did that for 3 years and wanted nails. And I could, like, read fret, so maybe we could sit together. I like that.
You're just all musically sounded all
musically
the way around.
Inclined.
I'm kind of okay on that.
But still, how many people you know how to play the piano, guitar, can rap, can sing, can yodel?
Yodel. Put some country rap tunes out there.
You know, just my love for it. It was never like a thing, I'm going to go and do it. It's just kind of how my parents did it. Like, my granddaddy, like, my grandmother was influential in B.B. King life, like, in Lexington, Mississippi. And
Lexington, Mississippi?
Yeah.
That's where my dad's from.
That's where my daddy's from.
Are we related?
We might be related, because you said Memphis. Now you're saying that's where my father's from.
There's only six people in Lexington, Mississippi.
No, seriously. No, we're going to have to. We let's look into it.
Yeah.
Because I can't wait to tell somebody. Yeah, K-Michelle, that's my cousin.
Yeah, we probably is, though. Like, Lexington, we're probably somewhere related.
No,
so,
seriously.
So, K-Michelle, I got a question, right? So, we're just exiting Grammy season, right?
Okay.
Do you think the Grammys should hold as high a position in our culture as they do?
Ooh.
Because I'm be honest, a few days ago, somebody came out and was like, yeah, I ain't vote for Beyonce because she got enough Grammys already.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
That was
so
some
you're
trash.
Not voting for the best person because they are the best too much? They're too good at being great, so you're not going to say that they're great no more?
Mm-hmm.
Your peers be your biggest haters. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? And that's a peer-driven, an industry-driven event.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and a lot of times, you know, you have greats. Like, I saw that, like, Snoop didn't have a Grammy and Cher.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Nikki,
so should the Grammys matter to us?
I don't think it
it's
really...
It's going to always matter to an artist. You can say it don't.
But it does. Why? Because it holds so much power.
But we know they on bullshit, though.
Even if you know. Like, you can know a nigga on bullshit.
And still be fucking him.
And still be fucking him.
Okay, hello?
Like, it's kind of like that.
She
meet me on red too many times, baby. Hey, I'm blocking you.
Yeah, but she got a fat enough ass.
Feel like
her.
Yeah, I'm going to feel hurt. You always hurt when you lose your best eater.
You going to double back, babe. You going to double back.
Like, you know, the Grammys, that's like a moment. Like, I remember my first album, and I remember Billboard had put out, like, I was in the top 10 of sales, like overall and everything. And I was like, well, Billboard said, why didn't I nominate the Billboard Awards? Then I found out the Billboard Awards didn't own the Billboard Awards. The Billboard charts didn't own the Billboard Awards.
Wow.
That was crazy to me at that time to really find out about the way that the things work. And I remember my album had sold so much, and I was like, I didn't get a Grammy. And I remember talking with Sherry Bryant, the president of Roc Nation right now. That's who signed me and got me in the game. And I remember her saying, guess what? Jay-Z couldn't believe he didn't get his Grammy, and Luda was getting all of that, you know? And I remember Jay-Z's hurt, she was saying, about the Grammys, and now they basically, you know, just got to pay Jay-Z to go, you know, to even be there and send a plane for him or whatever. You know, times change, things change, and it's political. It's a political play, but sometimes for your gift, for your kids, for your ego, it's like a title belt for a boxer.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that
You work towards.
Kind of deep down, going to always kind of desire something like that.
I feel that, though.
I feel it, but at the same time, like you said, it's the title belt for a boxer. If I'm a boxer and I'm knocking a nigga out, I win. But
that's
with
real.
The Grammys, if you're knocking a nigga out, they're going to say he won.
Yeah.
Like, the chick that won
best song of the year.
Who?
I didn't know who she
was. Who
was
it?
I don't know. She looked like Reba.
Yeah, like, this person has not had a song chart this century. Her last song charted in 1994. And you're telling me this person was artist or song of the year? What?
What year is this?
What year are we in?
Yeah.
So when I see stuff like that.
I don't know. Her name. What's her name?
Some Rhett.
I don't know. It was some.
It was Bonnie Raitt.
But yes.
Oh, I love Bonnie Raitt.
But you know, she country. She's a country singer.
Country, kind of like alternative. But yeah, like she's super love. I mean, I don't know. Like I don't like in category Grammy bass and all of that. I don't really even kind of. I don't really know what's going on at this point because I feel like I kind of. It let down after my first album, and I know I really wasn't in the political realm.
I hate that type of thing. The political side of it. I hate it, but also sometimes you gotta love it a little bit because everybody benefits from it at some point.
Yeah.
You hate it when you don't benefit from it, but when you do,
it's woo, look at me.
Yeah, yay, politics.
Yeah.
that's so real.
Yeah.
That's real.
You gotta be honest about politics because, you know, shit, politics help everybody at some point, unless you just. Asshole and ain't tapped in with nobody.
Yeah, I ain't got no talent. Just like asshole. So it's gonna work in your favor.
Yeah, for sure.
I have a question.
Okay.
So we have seen you on, you know, reality TV. Uh-huh. How did you like reality TV? Did you like it
that
much?
Talk about it.
Yeah.
Reality TV, for me, I was really doing reality. I didn't really understand that people around me was like getting together, plotting out. Like they stories.
Yeah,
like,
but you was really just, doing your. Like,
yeah,
that was, this
was
is
really
my life.
On there going through that. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, oh, and then I hated like when I came out. I hated how it was very much. I just got beat up every day for being myself. Like it was like
this bitch is shaking the table.
Yeah, it was fun. It had fun moments. Uh-huh. And like you know, now you're a little bit able to be more open. And for me, I see people who look down upon reality. Now you got. Some of the biggest artists preparing for reality shows and stuff going on so people can be more in contact and in touch. So me, you know, I just produced the show on Lifetime. I did that about body image and things like that. And now me and Mona are in the process of producing a whole nother, you know, two shows right now.
Okay.
So I think it's good for what it's good for. And I think you have to know that if you say it, they're going to air it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the barrier for entry for reality TV has kind of gotten like too low? Because like a lot of these girls, like
anybody can be a reality TV
show
star.
Back in the day, like you know, reality TV, like the girls on reality TV, that shit puts you to a whole nother level. Like you know, Delicious, Hoops, all the girls that were on The Flavor of Love, they pushed into actual like.
I mean, to be honest, that's what happened to a lot of people. Dream Doll, I mean, Cardi B.
Yeah, I love both of them.
She was on Bad Girls Club.
Love and Hip Hop.
I love both of them.
Like,
but I mean, but now you have like you got these networks that's just putting out bullshit
Zeus.
Like this shit like. Can
but
I say
they watching
Zeus. You talking about Zeus?
Yeah. Like everything on Zeus is fucking negative. Like it's nothing
so
but people fighting.
It's so bad.
It is nothing but people fighting, and they just added Orlando Brown.
He got a show?
Yeah, he's on the Bad Boys.
Are you going to watch it?
No!
He's going to watch them clips, though.
Nobody prays for Zeus's downfall more than me.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's true. He talk about that, and he openly talks about that.
I feel like bullshit ratchet culture has its place, right?
But
you have to have balance.
Okay, so look, and he'll vouch. I talked to him probably like, 2 weeks ago. I talked to him. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, and he'll see this, he'll say, I said to him about balance of something else that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And about the balance, and he said, like, you know, they do have shows that the balance is coming. Or whatever, but you gotta understand this. People talk so much shit about stuff and then be the first ones to click it. Mm-hmm. I'm never gonna be fake. I have seen like the clips or whatever, and then like one night it was like late. I was sitting there, I couldn't find no movies. I had outwatched Netflix, everything. So I'm like, if you doing shows and stuff, let's watch and see what is going on. Times have changed. Mm-hmm. I was so intrigued at what I watched at Zeus. I was sitting up there like, what happened?
You know,
oh my God, like, because. I can understand. I do feel like them girls is really they self. More
they
than
are.
When I came out and it was still trying to make a line, storyline, or make this. they seem to be pretty raw yeah. in their real life right now.
Yeah, they do. And actually, Zeus is one of the top streaming platforms. Like, but they are above Hulu.
Well, what? Hulu ain't got shit. So.
Yeah. Yes, Hulu Hulu's does. Hulu got everything.
Well, that's the only streaming service I don't got.
So. Exactly. If you need my login, let me know.
I've actually been logging for the past 3 months.
I'm still not giving it to you. I lied. Wow. But yeah, Zeus is a top streamer. I'm just kidding. It's a top streaming platform. Not. But
have you watched it?
No.
People okay, these so days
had,
like fighting.
If you take one night, how about you watching D and Timmy? One night, and you're going to say, you're going to want to know what happened next. You're
yeah.
Say, oh, my God.
Who won? Who won?
Like, why they did this? And you just being intrigued at people's mind. Yeah. And like, man, like, you weren't scared to do that? I thought I was scared of shit. Nah, you motherfuckers is not scared of nothing.
Because they ain't got nothing to lose. What's going to happen? They're going to go back home? They was already going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I personally like.
You want to be on Zeus?
No. But I like watching people fight. I will go on my Instagram right now, and I'll go to my Explore page, and you would just see people fighting. And that's entertaining to me. Like, I just be like, damn, ooh. Like, and a lot of people feel like that. A lot of people like to see people fighting.
So I'm the bad. I'm the
and
weirdo.
Like people like drama. You know, you're a lover boy. You wanna, you know,
he a lover boy.
He's a lover boy.
Oh my God.
You're a lover boy.
He is. He's a lover boy. He just you're a Leo, right?
Yeah, I'm a Leo.
Yeah, he's a lover boy.
Why you say he a lover boy?
Cause he is. He wants love. He wants affection.
Don't everybody want that?
Yeah, but you're like real. Like he'll get attached and he'll just be like, oh. I'm just trying to, you know, whoop. And then the minute she do something crazy, just one thing, he
Wale.
He'll block the shit out of her and report her Instagram page and all types of shit. You're a lover boy.
So do you see like marriage and stuff in your future?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, like tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you want to be married. What do you think about the culture of women?
Ooh.
Think about the current climate of women?
Yeah.
Shit.
The dating pool. Tell her the truth.
Dating pool got piss in it.
Yeah.
Like, I can only speak of what's going on in Atlanta.
Okay.
But you know, shit. A lot of people aren't looking for love. They're looking for help. Like immediately. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure
so
is.
If you're not in a position to take care of her mortgage, her three kids.
Mm-hmm. Well,
let's talk about it. Shit.
Yeah. Please. Let's talk about it.
What do y'all feel? Do y'all think that it's one thing for a man to be being a man mm-hmm. and providing?
Uh huh.
It's another thing for a bank situation.
Like a trick.
ATM.
Like a trick, because mm-hmm. I was a stripper, too. I mean, you know, I just been all faces. I've been a stripper right up here on Roswell. I know what a trick is.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing with all of this is, I never thought that it was okay to give up your hot pocket for a purse.
Me either.
Pussy for a purse is just not an even exchange.
It's not.
It's not.
To me. In life, and maybe because I'm old school and I accept that, but I just can't see, you know, you do the songs, I just said the songs, do songs, but overall, I just cannot see saying, you know what, I'm finna go pop this pussy for a pork chop, mm-hmm. like I'm finna go give this out so that I can get
what
the
I want.
Birkin.
No.
I just never, you know what I'm saying?
So, with me,
prostitute.
With me, okay, this.
Kind of prostituting.
Yeah, no.
Be honest, they can.
Keep it a shot.
They're gonna be mad at us, but.
Yeah, because the price gonna go up. But I personally feel like that is that's what's going on these days. Like, that's just what it is. Like, men are getting tired of having to put in that extra effort. And if you just trying, and I'm just trying to fuck you, and I got the money, that money don't mean nothing to me. This girl don't really give a fuck. She trying to pay her bills. She got kids. She don't do shit. So she like, fuck it. Like,
cool,
it's just a little pussy. It's a little pussy, so why not? You know, but some people have morals. See, me, I personally feel like.
Hold on. Pause. Because y'all will do that.
Oh, they gonna tell some.
Y'all will do that. But y'all make the nigga y'all like wait.
Okay, boom.
You gonna make him wait.
Now I'm explaining.
You feel like you make him wait, or maybe if you. You know, you handle him differently.
Yeah.
Right?
You want to handle him differently. Because you want to ease the pussy on him. Like, sometimes, you know, like a girl's pussy might be so good to where she might...
Make him crazy.
Make him fucking crazy. Now I got to know the type of nigga you are. Like, are you mentally stable enough to handle what I'm about to put on you, my nigga?
But the nigga that just paid for it just got it in 10 minutes.
But he know that. But if he wanted it again, he's going to have to pay. Yeah, because if you want it again, you're going to have to pay. And now you want it so bad, the price just went up. Babe.
My titties coming out. They always out. It's okay.
Yeah, the price done went up. That's just how it is. Like, I'm not out here selling pussy. If I was, I would tell you this, baby.
Well,
shit.
Let me ask you a question, though.
Would I?
So not would you? You know, like, if you dating a man, and is there a certain level of financial responsibility of a man that is not your husband?
Would you
place some type of, you at least got to pay this? Are you going to put any financial stipulations if he's loving you wholly as a person, and showing you affection and everything? Are you going to place any type of financial stipulations on that type of man that is not the head of your household as your husband?
It's a great question.
So basically, a nigga that I like, that I'm not married to, but he a good dude, but good, he ain't paying no bills, but he don't pay no bills.
Yeah.
But I still fuck with him.
Yep.
Yes, I would. And I only say that because I done dealt with both sides. Like, I done had a guy that wasn't paying no bills. Like, the thing is like, if you're not paying bills, you got to have some type of goals. You have to be, like, trying to go towards something, some type of ambition.
But what if he got it? What if it's not a build-up thing? Trying to be straight on a boo.
Now, as long as he has, like, some type of goals, and I say that because I know the type of woman I am, and I will drive a man away by putting too much, like, come on, we got to go, we got to do this. Like, hey, I done went and I talked to these people about this so we can get you on to this. Like, I just know how I am.
You invest in his dream.
Yeah, and sometimes that may be too much for a man that ain't on that.
Mm-hmm. I think Tom is single. Matchmaker. I got Tank and Zena back married. I have done well with hooking up everybody, okay? So we got
that threw me off because that threw me off.
Nah, because I kept looking at him. You know, I tried to go, he's really amazing at what he does, and he make money. Well, he amazing at what he do. Like, look at handsome man,
is
y'all.
Is he a good man?
Yeah.
All right, JoJo is toxic, so you got to protect Tommy.
I can be very toxic, but I am.
This is a safe space.
Yes, I can. Listen, I can be very toxic. So, you know.
Tommy, which one's Tommy?
Yeah, you know, like, proceed with caution. Safe.
And he need come in here and do y'all, like, take y'all show, too. Like, he's amazing.
Yeah. Like, we can do that. But, yeah, I am a little toxic, but I'm trying to, like, grow out of that because I feel like I'm traumatized.
Why are you toxic? What make you toxic?
I do what I want to do.
That's not toxic.
Yeah. I don't really know what makes me toxic. Kodak just
strong
says
is not
that
toxic. And don't let them make you, like, feel that strong. So, right.
Now, what you
toxic.
Do earlier this week? What you do earlier this week?
Okay, so earlier this week, this is some toxic shit. So, I had an ex-boyfriend who been cheating on me for 3 years straight. And I've been staying with him, holding him down, not doing shit, right?
Okay.
So, one day, this nigga went out the country with a whole nother bitch.
Okay.
Okay, but he came back. When he came back, I let him come to my house because I wanted some dick.
Okay.
So he came over. We had sex. The next morning, he got up to leave. I set his ass up. Like, I put some condoms in the drawer so he can see them, so he can think that I was fucking somebody. Because I wanted
toxic.
To make him
that's
mad.
That's not toxic. I don't think that's toxic.
Because you're toxic.
Oh, if you want to call it that, like, my mama, my daddy was my mama teacher in college. Like, my daddy, one time he messed my mama. Guess what my mama would do? She would steal his toothbrush. She would steal, like, little stuff to make him think that
he was
going
crazy.
Gaslighting.
And she would steal shit to, like, do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to react. Like, reaction on some shit is not toxic. I think toxic is the starting of the fire. Putting that bitch out.
Yeah.
It's not toxic. You're doing what you got
to
do.
Yeah, because I just wanted to let him know, like, stop playing with me. I could really be out here fucking these niggas.
This is no longer a safe
And he
space.
Was, like, really sick. But it worked. He was sick as fuck. He like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're out here.
He couldn't take it, though, right? I'm with you on that. Like,
why would he? That is my question.
You just got back from out the country with a bitch.
Hold on, listen. Okay, this is my question, right? Women are always talking about, if men can't handle it when it happened to them, why the fuck would I? Just because if I do something to you and you stay, that's on you. I didn't tell you to
You're
do
right,
that.
You're right, but that's normally, like, women, like, from back in the day, they hung around, stuck around. Like, and then a lot of women stuck around because they was in homes and they was being provided for. Let me tell you one thing. I done dated a lot of rich niggas. And the thing about it was when I could pay my own bills, I handled each of them different.
Okay, hello.
And I still handled them different.
Yeah.
But see, that's why, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm in the space that I'm in, because now if a man was to approach me, like, I know I probably look crazy right now, but they really be, you so funny, but they really be like, coming at me with money. I don't like that shit. I am not that girl.
But that's
like,
how they've been trained.
Hold on, though.
Either. That ain't...
That don't attract me, because one thing about me, I'm going to make my own money.
That's
and
how,
I've always been like that.
That's how the dudes in Atlanta have been trained. You got 30 women saying, okay, oh, you got to have this. Okay, I'm thinking everybody in the city need that.
But that's not the case. You still have people like my, for real, my mother and father been together like over 30-some years. Like, that's an important thing in building... And things like that. Like, if you are a man who wants that, what, traditional type of feel, like, ain't shit wrong with that. It's women out here. It's somebody for everybody. It's all type of, but I think because we all in media, the only thing that's cool to watch is the, oh, give me this, give me that. I jam too. Like, I love to dance.
Okay.
Dance to that. But then when the music come off, my reality of life is that I need a strong man. Mm-hmm. I need to have someone who mentally and spiritually has me.
Heavy on the spiritual part.
Heavy on the spiritual.
Yeah.
So let's talk more about, let's go back to this country album.
Mm. Okay.
When are you dropping a release date? Like,
it's been such a thing. Like, if you go to like any comments from the Shade Room on down, they put up like, last week they had put up like Black Country, and it wasn't
Black
like
country?
Me included. I didn't even have to say anything. You could put it up right now. Every single comment said, well, we don't know about that, but we want to hear this KB Shell.
Okay, hello.
Ebro, everybody, it's a real thing. It's been going on. I think I have talked about it for over now 3-4 years. They tired of the talk about it. You know, I walk it how I live. You know, bitches wake up one day, ain't saying no name. Bitches wake up and then be like, I'm going to do a country album. Bitch, you don't even know what a boot scoop boogie honky tonk whiskey moonshine shit is. Like, I don't know what none of this is. Like, I'm bred in this. This is it. So, what I want to do.
That's so funny.
So many people, like, it's a lot of people trying to sign me in country. Like, I got Joel Katz. He's amazing. As my lawyer. But guess what, y'all? I just own all the rights to my music February 1st and all my publishing.
Yes, ma'am.
I was about to say drop some of JoJo's.
Yeah. I know, but
okay, yeah. Drop.
Yeah, we in another studio.
Sign that country album into a major system. At least let me put out an EP first. Mm-hmm. Let me put out an EP first. I got this last R&B album that's coming out in March. Let me do this, and then let me put out 6 songs. Dolly Parton. I got a record written by Dolly Parton that was given over to me from her. I got that. I got a couple country features of great artists. Breland, he's a Black country artist that's huge right now. I'm doing his concert for him at the Ryman. I have really been paying my dues out there in Nashville. So I'm going to put out 6 songs on my own to see how my money flow go before I get that over to them.
Facts.
Because I done fought that on my own.
So how long we have to wait?
You don't have to wait long. The
Not
R&B
too long.
Album is coming out.
Okay.
I'm giving my fans what they want. We leave for tour on the 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you. We leave for tour on the 23rd. You'll get the R&B single on March 3rd. Then the album will come out a couple weeks later. And then a couple weeks later.
You've been working.
Yeah, I shot everything last year. I shot like eight videos and did all type of stuff. And I just been quiet. I just wanted to just do some music.
Yeah.
So I have a question. So we know that once upon a time you've had some type of cosmetic surgery, right? But just recently you said, well, I'm not going to say too recent, but it was said that you removed the surgery. So how was that experience? What was that like?
I had silicone on my body. You know, everybody go get the shots.
So it was like the ass shots.
Uh-huh. And it doesn't matter who you are. You're going to have complications at some point in your life.
Okay.
You're going to always be sick. Mm-hmm. That's free floating silicone in your whole body. It's like it's in your bloodstream. It's motor oil in your body.
Mm. So it don't just stay in the butt.
It's gonna move.
Did it affect you?
Yeah, I was really sick.
Oh, okay.
I got really sick. I was aching. I had the worst headaches. Like I was in a ball. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't function. And they kept on. They told me I had lupus. They kept on checking me. Sorry, these just want to come out. But they kept on checking me. They said I had lupus. They told me I had like. Oh, we don't know what's wrong with her. We just that. And then they did a whole, like, body MRI, and you can see silicone in your body.
Mm.
And it's, like, black in your body. So they can only take out what they can, but that's already, it's not in a bag or anything, like a breast or something like that.
It's everywhere.
So they had to cut that out. And to know there's so many people suffering from that, I just need to say something, because I was like, this is crazy that people are doing this, and it's a decision that'll be with you for life.
Do you think the industry kind of pushes people to do that? Like, do women that are trying to get into the entertainment industry feel like, if I don't look like this, it's not going to work for me. They're not going to support me.
And did you feel like that?
I felt, when I came out, I wanted some titties and some teeth, because my teeth looked like I was chewing rocks. I was really like, I needed teeth. And I love my titties. Like, I needed titties, and then I went and did that, and I really did think I did think that along with great music was the real formula, you know,
right?
But that wasn't it. I think nowadays we are kind of, people are seeing this BBL thing, that shit is going out the window slowly. I give it another.
The BBL trend is over.
I think it was a phase.
Kinda like,
I feel like that too.
We at the top of the like
it's about decline. To go down. Yeah,
we're at the top of the we're decline, the people getting sick, the baby boom. Yeah, no,
I feel that same way.
Mm-hmm.
And I did also feel like it was a trend.
Yeah, now it's just out of control. Like, that's the show I produced on Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to women who had done all these things to themselves and are living with it, you know? And so you still have people getting shots around here. You still have, but it's like, oh, no, I'm not finna do that. I'm not finna go through what that girl went through, that hurt, that embarrassment, that even, I almost died. Like, I literally almost died.
Yeah.
Like, you almost died. It's not like you got sick. Like, you died. Like, four blood transfusion. Your mama run into you. You almost died.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not against plastic surgery. I'm against illegal. That's illegal. Mm-hmm. I'm against not picking your doctor. Do what you want for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna lie to the girls. Like, I don't think that's real to be up there lying to people. Oh, I'm just in the gym. Bitch, I ain't know gym did that.
Okay, it didn't.
You know, I'm not really with that. Mm.
So how do you feel mentally after you got the shots removed?
Oh, it's most difficult mental. I'm 2 years out of surgery. I still need some reconstruction. I'm just mentally getting to myself. That was the worst.
So were you, like, self-conscious?
Very.
Yeah.
That was the worst mental thing that I think I've ever had to battle. It was the worst. And I wanted to help, but then it got to be, poking fun.
Yeah, people making, you know, like, what I'm making saying? Fun
and
of.
And then, like, I'm a fighter, so I want to fight everybody.
Hello, period.
So then it's like, girl, you can barely walk. You can't fight. Mm-hmm. And then you don't need to send nobody to nobody's house. Like, that's just a whole nother thing.
Right.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So it was the biggest learning experience. I won't take back my lessons.
Okay. Yeah. I feel that.
And I have saved a lot of lives.
What advice would you give somebody that may want to lay on that table and...
Lay on it.
Okay.
Lay on the table, but don't go to the hotel like we all do. All the girls you love.
Yeah.
That ain't in no hospital.
Nah.
They're going on in
the
hotel.
A lot of them get, like, the cheap version.
So you're saying they are not legal. You have to go, someone comes to you. One specific person here.
Oh, shit.
Like, it's not legal. It's not a legal thing.
Wait,
it's
so
not like,
well, you, the you women out here in Atlanta that got ass shots.
It's not legal.
You're saying that
everybody got their... Everybody got that. It's only that one person that everybody done went to.
If you famous or popular, it's the one person.
Damn.
But there's other people. There's people in jail. There's people go through this and that. But that is not a legal procedure.
Mm-hmm. But you're saying if you go and you do it the proper way,
fat transfer, whatever, people have died from that too. It's the chance you take.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to pick your doctor. You don't need to go to some...
Do insurance cover it.
Depends on what's going on. Like, if your boobs, you know, big, if you need this and that, There's ways to get insurance to cover certain things.
But if you want a big old ass. Insurance.
No, they not finna pay for
ain't no
it.
Big
like
old,
that.
Ain't no big old ass.
Yeah.
What about your stomach?
The country, huh?
What about your stomach?
I don't really have a problem that surgeons have hit different parts of people and they've died on the table.
No, you
going too deep, you know?
Any type of surgery, there's a risk.
Right.
Like, I remember
right.
a few, like maybe 2 years ago, there was a high school athlete who went in for like knee surgery and he like passed because of the anesthesia.
The anesthesia too much?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like it had pulled, I think it had pulled in his brain. Mm-hmm. So anytime you have to go under, it's a risk.
I had 13 surgeries in 1 year to live.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. 13 in 1 year.
So who got time to be playing with anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I got a whole nother. People don't even right. understand. I'm not even thinking like you.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Okay, well, let's wrap this up. That was a great conversation.
That was a bomb conversation.
Okay, hello.
One more time for Chris. He came in.
I do give him Krishan. Okay, hello. K. Michelle
like
in the building. I do too. And do we say we look alike?
I get that.
Yeah.
I like
both
her.
Of y'all do, actually, though.
What?
Both
Krishan?
Of y'all do. You get it. People say you like Krishan.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
I like her.
You like
I do
it?
Too.
But that's the reality TV show.
No, I just think that people just misunderstand her because she's so angry.
I do. I think they don't get it. I know what that feeling's like to be poked.
Yeah.
To be poked at as you being yourself.
Yeah, and then you get angry and now you want to fight everybody because why are you playing with me?
Why she steal off on a stylist?
I don't know. She
punched
did.
A stylist on the
she
carpet.
Did. She do be wild a little
on
bit,
the
but
carpet.
I fuck with her. But
sometimes people need to get punched.
This
sorry.
The JoJo and Big Homie Show with the beautiful K. Michelle. And we out.
I love y'all.
We love you too.
You hit us.
Love you too.